verse 30, and Gideon had 70 sons of his body begotten, for he had many wives. He had 70 sons, friends, and he had many wives. Now, that's the blot on this man's life, and it's a real blot, because somebody's going to come along, as they say about Solomon. Oh, how could God use a man like this? And why would God take a man like this? Now, God didn't take Gideon, as we've seen, because of this. He did this afterward. And the fact of the matter is that God used him in spite of this. And God did not approve of this. The record has it here. And I think the record makes it clear that this brought tragedy into the nation, as we'll see here in the next chapter. And so this is a blot in the life of Gideon. God had forbidden them to intermarry outside. He had forbidden them to have more than one wife. And God didn't create a bunch of Eves for Adam. He only created one. He didn't take out all his ribs. He only took out one. Fact of the matter is, God has never blessed that, beginning with Abraham. Abraham, you know, had another wife. That is, he took a concubine, that little Egyptian maid, Hagar. And believe me, it caused trouble. Friends, it's still causing trouble. I talked to an Arab guy down at Jericho that took me down there, and he was very proud of the fact. He says, I'm a son of Abraham. He's an Arab. And you know how? Through Ishmael. He was a Muslim, and he was very proud. He said, I'm a son of Abraham through Ishmael. That's true. That was the sin of Abraham. God never blessed that, friends. And God is not going to bless Gideon. And God didn't bless this man Solomon. In fact, the matter is it split the kingdom, and it's going to cause tragedy here. This is the blot in his life. Just because the record is given, God doesn't hide anything. God paints man's picture as he is. Now, if a friend who is his biographer had written this, he'd left this out, I'm sure, but not God. He paints mankind in all of his lurid, sinful colors. And this man, Gideon, this is the black mark against him. And we have here that he had a concubine that was in Shechem. She also bare him a son whose name he called Abimelech. Keep him before you, by the way. He actually had 71 sons. Now, verse 33, it came to pass, as soon as Gideon was dead, that the children of Israel turned again, and they went a-whoring after Balaam, and made Baal-berith their god. Same old story, is it not? The hoop of history continues to roll as it's rolling today. You find them a nation serving God. Then what happens? They did evil. They forsook God. They turned to Baal. And God sells them into slavery and servitude. They cry out to God. They repented and judges raised up and delivered them. And a nation serving God. But here they go again. That as soon as Gideon was dead, the children of Israel turned again, went a-whoring after Balaam. That is the sad, sordid story of that nation and also actually of his church today. And it's true, I'm afraid, in the lives of nations. It's in the lives of churches. It's in the lives of individuals, this up and down business. Today, many of us are just rolling a hook through this world. One day we're up, the next day we're down. God never intended our spiritual life to be like that, by the way.